So before we broke off last time, we were talking about if Chainsaws Were Singing had found a North American distributor. Is there any movement on that?
There's definitely movement. We haven't made any deals, mostly because we are really stupid yet, and we don't know which deals are good or not. Plus, we have our hands full with the festivals and our domestic cinematic run in December. So there's just so much we can sort of get into at right now.
Yeah, we basically learned the difference of the sales agent and the distributor like a few months ago. You can imagine like where we're at. We don't want to get butt fucked.
Yeah, it's hard to navigate that stuff.
There are distributors here, and we're talking to them, and that's cool. And we met a bunch of them in Fantasia as well. So let's say we're dating. But yeah, for us, realistically, it's still sort of unfathomable. Is it like really going to be distributed in the States? Is there a market for it? Because it's a 2 hour long musical in Estonian. So I have a, like, but then again, I know it's a crowd pleaser, so there's that.
Yeah, and there are nerds like me out here who are like, yes, this feels like it was made for me. It just fills this weird little notch in my dark heart, and I love it so much. A lot of great art comes from personal experience, something that the artist has gone through in their lives or in their past. So let's talk about the Bukkake song.
What a great segue into that question, though.
Y'all, what the what?
Actually, this has been the first screening where there is a huge Bukkake awareness. I mean,
No. That was in Fantasia as well. Yeah, I was comparing audiences yesterday that Europeans are not so Bukkake informed as you guys are. So the first time the tribesmen mentioned Bukkake, people are sort of laughing. And
Laughing
then
already,
yeah.
they know what's
And
going.
then when the money shot happened, then they were just losing their minds, and we get a huge applause. The Bukkake song is, I don't know, for some reason we always wanted to do a Bukkake song, but that was just before this film even happened.
Right on.
Why the Fridge? It's a very strange one. We did a short film back in 2012, which was called Curiosity Kills. It involves a lot of the same people. So it was about a little boy who has a pet rat, and he gives some radioactive stuff for the pet, and it ends up butchering his family. It's a comedy,
Okay.
in a
It
Monty
sounds
Python.
sweet.
Yeah, sweet one. Yeah. Anyway, it was one of those other moments where the producers just wouldn't accept one of my ideas. My idea was that the rat would actually bite a fridge, and then the fridge would become possessed, and there it would go like, "Bukkake," and then the producers just wouldn't have it. And so, sort of as a revenge, when I was not doing this film with him anymore, I would like, okay, so now I'm gonna do it. But it was kind of funny that we were shooting a lot of nasty stuff throughout the summer, and we hadn't really written the Bukkake scene yet. And also, I might add that the Bukkake scene was also meant as a deleted scene that we would never keep it in, but then it sort of just started making even more sense to keep it in because it's sort of it transforms the universe of the film so much deeper, so much crazier. But yeah, it was kind of funny that I had to write a Bukkake song scene, but I didn't want to do any nasty stuff anymore after the crazy summer we had had. So I came up with the most Disney-fied Bukkake song I could think of.
I also think it's
Yeah,
great that y'all have just, Southern culture is just now Bukkake informed. I'm going to use
yes.
that line
Bukkake awareness, you might
forever.
say.
Yes, it matters. It matters.
By the way, the Bukkake religion, I have some theories on that. Their
Okay.
holy book is called the Book of Ake. Also, just some fun trivia. This is one of the parts that was actually cut out. All the tribesmen actually have their own thing going. Basically, this is a true story. I Googled fucked up Japanese fetishes, and then I came up with a list. And so basically, each and every one of the tribesmen are based on one specific Japanese fetish.
Okay.
So there's like Baby Garu, who has his diapers. And then there's Kyalpon Kyoshi something Mate. He's the one with the panties in his face. And then
yes.
there's Doorknob Socho, who is a door licking.
Yeah, it's a fetish of seeing females lick the doorknobs.
Yeah, some
very weird stuff.
Some canine teeth fetishes. It's all in the... I think it's also on IMDb and in the closing credits. So if people want to Google, they're going to find some even more twisted stuff there.
That is fantastic.
I did some serious research when I wrote this.
And yet nobody's pixelated during that scene. That's amazing, because Japanese porn is all pixelated and you can't see anything. So I applaud your bravery for that.
I'm actually now curious if they're going to show it in Japan. Are they going to blur some stuff?
Yeah, because it was accepted to Yubari, but weird stuff is happening in Yubari.
Yeah.
The festival director stepped down, and we don't know if it's happening.
Wow. I hope it does get shown in Japan. That'll blow some minds. When we were talking earlier, and you were telling me some of the things that went on behind the scenes, it sounds like what happened just with you personally could be an interesting film by itself, just a chronicling of that, because I mean that sort of devotion and time spent creating a singular project or vision is just maniacal. When you get some time and distance from this, is there maybe a documentary that could be come out, or maybe write a book about it?
We sadly didn't film anything, so
if we can
do a making of, it would consist of all the takes that where, you know, didn't go, the take, the bloopers, or, you know, if he left the camera on while we were talking or something.
But no, I mean, during the shoot, we actually, throughout the post-production years, we don't have any making off, but from the film shoot, actually, what ended up happening is there was a guy who did some grip work and also some special effects stuff. He basically had built his own crane for the camera, and he really wanted to use it. But we always said, dude, there's no time. We're just in a rush here.
Right.
So I think it was like 10 or 15 shooting days. He would just show up with his crane, and we didn't get a chance to use it. I think there's like 3 crane shots in the film. But since he had nothing to do, he just started filming making of footage with his awesome crane. And that's why the film's footage itself is just crappy handheld footage. But some of the making of looks awesome.
yeah, with the crane. Crane shots.
But yeah, again, just like our production is, who's going to do the making of? It's like, this is another, I don't know, a year's worth of just production editing just to get it out there.
Okay.
But yeah, I would also say that, I wouldn't say that it's determination or inspiration that helped me through it. I would more compare it to being behind bars in a jail and someone just walks up to you and is like, dude, I admire your persistence in being here. It's like, no, dude, I had no other choice. I just had to make this.
I gotcha. You have named Les Mis, Cannibal the Musical, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, obviously, Monty Python, I'm a huge fan. So this may be coming out of left field, but I'm incredibly curious, both of you, what are your current favorite horror movies, and what are you listening to? Are you just running around Austin listening to show tunes?
You say current, do you mean like from these times? Or
yeah, or it can be your all-time favorite. I just want to know kind of where your head's at. Let me do that Pan's Labyrinth thing again, where your head's at.
I never know how to answer to like the favorite question, because always depends on my mood. It might be different the other day. But I love, like, one of the ones that had like a really like eerie effect on me. I don't like jump scare horror that much. So I like the like slow and like silent type. So it was definitely the Hereditary.
Yes.
It's one of the ones, the newer ones, but also like a French one, Insidious. No, not Insidious.
Inside.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I can't, what can you name?
I mean, in terms of horror films, I always thought that, I mean, okay, so when the Dawn of the Dead closing credits come in with the Charlie score. I think that's exactly what a horror film should be. it ends with the Charlie note. Yeah, right. So I think
sense.
The true horror, it can't be too serious for it to be fun. This is my perspective. So I'd say that my all-time favorites are definitely Peter Jackson's Brain Dead, perhaps Bad Taste, and also Evil Dead 2, you know, stuff like that, where you can see that they're really inventing stuff.
Yeah.
And
for some reason, I don't them as horror. Although they technically are for some people.
Yeah.
Evil Dead 2 is such a hard left turn from the original as well. It's just like, what is happening now?
I don't like the third one at all, but I think the second one was just a masterpiece. And also, there's this very fun little film called Nudist Colony of the Dead. It's from Mark Pirrell. It's a musical. There's no nudity in it, actually, but it's a very fun musical horror comedy. I think it's really close to Cannibal the Musical.
Okay.
I discovered it, like, I don't know, 7 years back, and I've been sort of nerding out on that film. There's so much to choose from. I worked through the IMDb top 150 list and the 1001 films you have to see before you die.
Mm-hmm.
I watched them thematically back in like 2009 and 10 and finished it. And so that was sort of, why I got a major overdose of European art house cinema. And that, it's like, I respect it, but I have one life to live, and I can't watch 7 hours of black and white footage. It's too rough.
Yeah, I can't spend 3 hours watching a woman peel potatoes in her kitchen.
Yeah. That's Jean Gilman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that. Yeah, exactly.
Whenever someone says they like this movie, I feel like, no, I want to hear her arguments.
Yeah, you have nothing to say to me.
Yeah.
we are not going to agree.
I also follow the Frank Capra quote. I think it's something like, there are no rules in filmmaking, but only sins. And the greatest sin you can make is dullness. So the film can't be boring.
Yeah.
So that's what I sort of tried to go with.
What about tunes?
Tunes, oh yeah, music. Orchestrating the music sort of ruined music for me in the sense that I started hearing too much detail everywhere.
Gotcha.
So I'd say that mostly when I'm just hanging out, there's no music, or I have like a Morricone stuff on the background, because he did so much good music back in the day that, you know, there's not like mountains of playlists there. So yeah, I'd say that I mostly listen to Morricone, or even the Book of Mormon soundtrack I've listened to a lot, or Avenue Q.
That comes as no surprise, if I'm honest. I tell you what, I've always been of the mind that when someone does or makes something that you really like, that you should say thank you. And I am grateful for this opportunity to say thank you to you guys.
Aww.
Because what a great movie, and I really appreciate your time talking to me and circling back. Talk a little bit more. So thank you. And I hope you have a great rest of the fest. I wish nothing but the best for y'all. This movie deserves to be seen by a lot of people who deserve to see it. That makes sense.
Well, thank you. Well, man, listen, I feel the same. It's really hard for me just hearing that because, it goes into my heart. Thanks so much for saying that.
You're
and
welcome.
Listen, the review you did is like, we were all just... We really love that one. Everyone
made our day. And the next one.
Well, thank you. Listen, I'm not going to take up any much. I can't talk anymore. This is when I know the interview should end, when I no longer can work my mouth. But thank you. And
thank you.
I said, best of luck. And maybe we'll
and
talk later on.
Someday, somewhere, I hope to meet you and let's shake hands.
I would love to meet you all as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's grab a beer. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.